This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's been a deadly weekend in the United States. Two mass shootings have left more than two dozen dead and many others injured. We begin in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have to be very, very clear that conduct like this, thoughts like this, actions like this, crimes like this are not who or what Texas is and will not be accepted here.
Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador said three Mexicans were among those killed in the shooting. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed nine people and wounded dozens of others. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
The shooter was able to kill nine people and injure 26 in less than a minute. And if we did not have police in the Oregon District and the thousands of people in the Oregon District enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Gary Pullen witnessed the shooting.
It was complete chaos. I heard bullets riddling. I believe it might have been a shooter who knew his life was coming to an end, and he shot all he could.
Authorities say the shooter's 22-year-old sister is one of the nine victims killed. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. Be sure to take us on the go with the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Demonstrators have continued to clash with police in Hong Kong as the two-month-old protest movement showed no signs of easing. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Clad in yellow helmets and black face masks, protesters squeezed out of a subway station in Causeway Bay, with a few people directing traffic and others holding open the turnstiles. Surveillance cameras at the station were covered in black tape and umbrellas as protesters spilled out. Makeshift barricades were also erected in the area, which hosts high-end department stores and upscale restaurants. Police say they will spray a coloured liquid on demonstrators to distinguish them from other members of the public. Activists have called for a citywide general strike on Monday. Protesters believe China's government and Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the civil liberties promised when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The lights are back on in Jakarta after a huge power outage hit the Indonesian capital and surrounding cities. The failure began at about midday local time and lasted about 8 hours. State power giant PLN has apologized, blaming a fault at a major power plant. The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria, and thousands more have fled. In the Philippines, three ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. Six others are missing. 55 other passengers and crew were rescued. A French inventor has succeeded in flying across the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard. Frankie Zapata designed the device, which took him across the channel from France to England in about 20 minutes.
And I knew after 50% of the flight, I saw that I still have like 70% of fuel. So I said, okay, now it's just a question of minutes and I will arrive in England.
The board is powered by five small jet engines. Iranian state media says Iran has seized another foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf. It said the tanker was carrying 700,000 gallons of fuel, adding that seven sailors had been detained. Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died Sunday. He was 93. Nguyen Chia was known as Brother Number Two, the right-hand man of Pol Pot, the leader of the regime that ruled Cambodia from 1975 to 1979. The group's fanatical efforts to create a utopian society led to the death of some 1.7 million people. For news around the clock, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.